Please be seated. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened. Every Christmas, there are my grandmother's cinnamon rolls. You walked into her house and you would immediately be hit by the smell of cinnamon and yeast in the air. A bite of the soft, airy rolls and you knew it was Christmas. When Taylor and I spent our first Christmas at his parents' house, I thought I would be super impressive and make these rolls for my new family. I followed the recipe for these overnight rolls and set them out on the counter, uncovered, to rise. The next morning I woke up, I went downstairs, and I found that my dough really hadn't risen very much at all. So I thought, maybe they do most of this in the oven. So I popped them in, and I waited with anticipation to share my part of Christmas with my family. Well, my cinnamon rolls were more like crumbly rocks. For some reason or other, it did not respond to the yeast. The next year, wanting desperately to prove to my family that I could make these rolls, I tried again. I took my mother-in-law's advice, and instead of leaving them out overnight undercovered, I put them in the oven. The next morning, I woke up, ran downstairs, and the dough had expanded so much it was oozing over the sides. We had to cut off the extra dough and put it in another pan to bake. In the gospel this morning, Jesus is comparing the kingdom of heaven using things that his audience can understand. The kingdom of heaven, he's using the things that his audience can understand to prove that the kingdom of heaven is actually here on earth right now. The mustard seed and the treasure in the field, the farmer can understand. The fish and the nets, the fisherman can understand. And the pearl, the merchant can understand. And the yeast, the woman of the house can understand. And while working with yeast is obviously not a common experience for me, I did enjoy the metaphor. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast when added to dough. It's transforming. When I came to St. Thomas in August of 2005 to be your part-time youth program director, I was not really aware that there was any transformation for me to be had. I wanted to do a good job, but I wanted to do it the way that I knew how to do it. I did not consider that youth ministry would be any different than the model that I grew up with. Much like the result of my first batch of cinnamon rolls, I was not very open to expanding. And I made mistakes. My favorite one was showing Christmas Vacation as our Christmas movie during our youth group meeting, and then calling all your parents afterwards to apologize for its inappropriateness. St. Thomas has been gentle and forgiving to me over the years and has not tossed me out for being a lumpy piece of unleavened dough. The decision was made to make me full-time, and my ministry started to expand. I was challenged to provide new opportunities for youth and small group programs here. We moved our youth group meeting space from room 137 to the basement so that we could have room for youth to actually show up and be together. We established a children and youth commission and sought the council of parents and youth leaders to help us understand what was important to our youth to shape our programs. We hosted our first Reaching Out to the Community for our middle school students in 2007, and we had 12 brave youth show up to join us. Over the years, we've added a second week because we realized our third, fourth, and fifth graders wanted to get their hands dirty just as much as our middle school students. This past summer, our Reaching Out to the Community program hosted 52 youth. Our youth work so well together during these weeks that our work sites often run out of things for us to accomplish while we're there. In the future, we will probably have to plan more places to serve to accommodate all the youth that show up for this program. We're expanding over our pan. In spring of 2008, we started a small group ministry. We started with 4 leaders at a conference in St. Louis. We came home and recruited 7 people to take our first training, which resulted in 3 small groups. Over the years, our small group ministry has had 12 different groups throughout the years, and we have provided members with opportunities to come join St. Thomas, grow in their Bible study and knowledge of the Word, and serve our community through different forms of outreach, from tutoring children, to providing prayer shawls for the sick, to all the different feeding ministries that St. Thomas is involved in. Some of our small group members have described their group as their second family, providing them with comfort in times of grief and illness. With many of us who have family out of town, our small groups are the ones who bring us a meal when we're just out of the hospital, or drive us to church when we are unable, or take our kids to the park so we can have an hour of quiet, or check in on our cat when we go out of town. Some small favors, but when you place them right next to each other, side by side, our pan is overflowing. St. Thomas has been with me as I've hit some personal milestones in my life. I graduated from KU and I started my career here. Some of our small group leaders may remember during our training how I was learning to be a fair and decent wife to Taylor, even though he still doesn't know how to load the dishwasher properly. I got the call to the priesthood and I sought the counsel of several of you to ask the question, am I crazy? And in this past year, you have surrounded me with nothing but love as my daughter Joni was born and Taylor and I started the journey into parenthood. Our pan is overflowing. And now, after 9 years of providing me with a nice pan and a warm oven to expand in, it is time for me to be cut off and placed in another pan to rise. I will treasure my time spent here at St. Thomas. I've learned so much from all of you. This place is such a gift to those who are open to the Holy Spirit because you are so good at encouraging people to expand and use their gifts for the community. I'm sad to leave this place of comfort and encouragement, but I will be taking you with me as I continue to be transformed by the Holy Spirit. And no doubt you will be busting out delicious yeasty cinnamon rolls for years to come.